The Chemical Valley Project tells the tale of when artist Kevin Matthew Wong first visits Amshenong First Nation, Sarnia, Ontario, to learn more about one of the most polluted regions in Canada, and begins a relationship with Indigenous water protectors, land defenders, and siblings Vanessa and BZ Gray. This documentary play blends multimedia storytelling, charming solo performance, and small-scale spectacle to explore reconciliation and environmentalism in Canada. The show is approximately 70 minutes long without an intermission. There are three exits in the theater space. I can exit on the first floor using the door on the right at the foot of the stairs of the audience space, or I can use either the left or right rear doors in the audience by climbing the stairs and proceeding to the upper lobby on the second floor. Please be advised that this show deals with themes of oppression, environmental racism, and images of environmental disasters. There are instances of audience participation, as well as flashing lights, some louder sounds, and fast-moving video recordings. Additionally, there will be a moment at the beginning of the play where the performer will toss a small surprise to the audience. If you would like to know more, please listen to the end of this audio note. If you would prefer to keep it a surprise, you can pause after the GCTC website information is shared. Upon entering the theater, the set is in place, and Kevin, the performer, is already on the stage. There is a small white table, about an arm's length deep and an arm span wide, in the center of the black stage floor. At the back of the stage is a large white projector screen, which fills the back wall. Placed on the white table is a silver laptop on the left. Behind the laptop stands a white desktop organizer bookshelf. Tucked under the organizer is a small white fabric, about the size of a rectangular blanket scarf, which is used in the show to project images. Additionally, during the show, the desk organizer is used as a small theater space, where, for instance, a car sits inside, with passing traffic projected behind to simulate movement. Clipped on the right side of the desk is a silver desk lamp. A projector is positioned in the front row of the audience at the center. This projector is used to project images on the smaller pieces of fabric the performer holds. Additionally, he sometimes stands in front, allowing his shadow to be projected on the large back screen. There is one live performer in this play, Kevin Matthew Wong. He is an East Asian man with short black hair in his late 20s. He wears a white button-down collarless shirt, black jeans, and light gray sneakers. Kevin is joined digitally on stage by different voices through audio recordings, TV news reports, or video recordings. The two main voices and images we witness are activists and land defenders, water protectors and siblings, BZ and Vanessa Gray, who are projected on the rectangular small sheet that Kevin holds up. BZ is an Anishinaabe person with short black hair. BZ wears a gray baseball cap and a softball-like white shirt with black cap sleeves. Vanessa Gray is an Anishinaabe person with long, slightly wavy black hair and a brown shirt. They are seated in the first image. For more information on the Chemical Valley Project, please read our program, available at gctc.ca/program, or visit Broadleaf Theatre's website, broadleaftheatre.com. For questions, please contact the box office by email, boxoffice@gctc.ca, or by phone, 613-236-5196. This is now the section of the audio note that showcases the surprise element of the show. If you would prefer not to know, this is your chance to stop the recording. Near the beginning of the play, Kevin discusses with Beezy and Vanessa ideas of what they would like to incorporate into the show. Beezy suggests offering the audience chocolate. At this point, Kevin turns on the audience lights and will toss chocolates to some audience members. If you would like to receive a chocolate, you can put up your hand. If you would like to not receive a chocolate, please cross your arms in front of your chest. End of audio note.